From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Academy Awards are this weekend, but we're going to look back now to 1957. One of the Oscar nominees for Best Documentary that year was Lionel Rogerson's On the Bowery. It was set on New York City's Skid Row. In addition to an Oscar nomination, the film won the top documentary prize at the Venice Film Festival. But Rogerson then fell largely into the footnotes of American cinematic history. Now, Rick Carr reports, that's changing.
Imagine this happening today. The director of an indie film about alcoholics on the streets of Lower Manhattan lands an interview on the Today Show. It happened to Lionel Rogerson, who was grilled by host Dave Garraway.
Mr. Rogerson, what made you want to make a movie that must leave people, most people anyhow, depressed when they leave the theater?
Well, Dave, I don't think it's a film that leaves people depressed. Have you seen the film?
No.
On the Bowery is a stylized snapshot of life in New York's gin mills and flop houses. Its main character is a guy named Ray Salyer, who Rogerson found living on the Bowery. In the film, he's new in town. He shows up in a Skid Row bar and buys a bottle of cheap wine for some guys he meets there. When the bottle's empty and there's no more forthcoming, all of his new friends take off but one, the film's other main character, Gorman Hendricks.
I'm not seeing any more in evidence, so naturally, how are you going to go?
Anything for a drink, huh?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Well, the Bowery boy.
Hendricks and Salyer will do just about anything for a drink, too. They end up selling off some clothes in Salyer's bag. Then they get loaded. The next day, they scrounge for work or panhandle in Midtown. Then they get loaded. And so on. Throughout the film, the men portray themselves. Director Rogerson sketched out scenes, then let the men basically play out their own lives for the camera. Between those sequences, Rogerson cut in shots of real life along Skid Row. Men pick rags, pass bottles, and pass out on sidewalks. But there's a lot more going on in this depiction of the Bowery's alcoholics.
You go beyond seeing their problems and their difficulties to seeing their humanity. I think that's one of the most important things about the film.
That's Michael Rogerson, the director's son. Lionel Rogerson died 10 years ago. Michael's been leading the drive to revive his father's work. He's made his own career as a painter, and he says the images in his father's films, especially the detailed black and white portraits in On the Bowery, floor him.
Yeah, the human face is something rather extraordinary. I think my father had an extraordinary fascination and feeling for it, which comes through in that film. Every time I see it, I see something I haven't seen before. I think it's a phenomenon which I find actually rather incredible, because you see a film 5, 10 times, and you see something new each time, and I never get tired of it. I think it has to do with the beauty of the cinematography, but also this whole concept of portraiture of these faces, which are ravaged but very human and beautiful at the same time.
Those portraits of the Bowery men were actually inspired by Rembrandt. But Lionel Rogerson didn't just set out to make a beautiful film. In a documentary about On the Bowery, he said he wanted to change the world, so he abandoned the family business.
One day I said, well, I'm going to get out of this textile business, synthetic fiber business. I'm going to make films about what's going on in the world. We just came through the Holocaust, which was insane. Something's wrong. I have to find out with my camera.
His son, Michael Rogerson, says the U.S. wasn't really ready to see what was wrong with society. Sure, the film won an Oscar nomination, raves from critics, and the top documentary prize in Venice. But after that awards ceremony, Michael Rogerson says his father learned just how the U.S. establishment saw the film.
So there was some kind of a big to-do afterwards. You know, a lot of Italian press. The American ambassador was there. And I think my father went to shake her hand or whatever, and she turned her back on him and walked out.
We're talking about the period when McCarthy was still, if he was not there in person, then his spirit was still there.
That's Jonas Mekas, one of Lionel Rogerson's peers on New York's avant-garde film scene in the 50s, not long after Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy's communist witch hunts. Mekas is also founder of the city's anthology film archives, which preserved the negative of On the Bowery. He says Lionel Rogerson was a member of a seminal group of New York filmmakers.
They had possibilities and dreams, but nobody wanted to sponsor their films. I mean, Lionel kept writing scripts and nobody wanted to produce his films.
Lionel Rogerson's second film won raves from critics, too. 1959's Come Back Africa is another docudrama set in the townships of South Africa under apartheid. It'll be released to theaters and on DVD, along with On the Bowery, later this year. While the movies live on the Bowery's two main characters didn't do so well. Shortly after the film was completed, Gorman Hendricks drank himself to death. And Ray Salyer, whose good looks and charisma won him an invitation to Hollywood, simply disappeared. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in New York.